There are musicals about fairy tales, musicals about founding fathers, and now a musical about one woman's journey through competitive college Bhangra dancing. NPR's Hafsa Fatima recently caught up with the show's writers and brought us this story.
When I dance, I'm connected. When I dance, I hear.
That's the sound of Ishko Galme Khojiye, a song from the new musical Banging It. It had its first production this spring at the La Jolla Playhouse in San Diego. Bhangra is a Punjabi folk dance from India and Pakistan.
As time gone on, it has become popularized in the U.S. through these intercollegiate competitions where they honor the traditions of Bhangra and they put their own American flavor to it.
That's Rehana Lou Mirza, who co-wrote the book for the musical. She's followed Bhangra competitions around the country.
I became obsessed with it shortly after graduating from college, and I would trade writing classes for tickets to Bhangra competitions.
She co-wrote the book with her husband, Mike Liu. Longtime playwrights, this was their first musical, and it explores similar themes they've brought to other plays.
Within our plays, there's a real bruising race politics, and indeed, like the way that our marriage was formed was from having a lot of conflict over what our responsibilities are as Asian American writers and as both individuals and kind of members of a community.
Lou is third generation Chinese American. Lou Mirza is the child of Pakistani and Filipino immigrants. The protagonist of their musical is a mixed race college student named Mary, who joins her collegiate Bhangra team in order to connect with her culture. But when Mary and her team disagree about how much their dancing should keep with tradition or embrace new styles, conflict arises.
That conflict is a larger sort of meditation on being multi-generational Americans and sort of how do we hold on to our culture and yet let it evolve.
Lou and Lou Mirza turned to composer Sam Wilmot to write the music and lyrics.
We wooed him by taking him to Basement Bhangra as well and to Big Apple Bhangra competition in Queens. We basically rented a zip car and zipped him away.
Wilmot loves Golden Age musicals that put dance at the heart of storytelling. But writing in the Bhangra style was new to him.
I think the first thing to do was just to listen, you know, we went to Bhangra competitions, but also just like broad strokes research.
Over time, they added other styles of music. Poetic recitations from India and Pakistan called ghazals, Bollywood numbers, and of course, pop music. Wilmot says it was important to give the music cultural depth and scope. So they brought in Indian classical musician Deep Singh to co-orchestrate.
There's a moment where we go from like ghazal, but there's still a theater aspect to it. But then we go like suddenly into this classical world with Tanpura and Lehra and classical tabla playing. And then we go back into theater again. It's the coolest thing ever to hear.
Hafsa Fatima, NPR News.